I don't know about you, but it's the best part of my day. It's the Optimist Creed. You ready? Let's say it together. Promise yourself. By the way, I did not write this. Somebody just said to me the other day, hey, you know that Optimist Creed you wrote? And I said, no, I didn't write it. It was written in 1925. Not by me, but by the Optimist organization. Here we go. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. Promise yourself to talk about health, happiness, and prosperity to every single person you meet. And remember, this is something we're aiming towards. You may not be there. You may be trying and striving and falling short. So what? So am I. But that's why we come back to it. Promise yourself to make all your friends and family feel like there's something in them. Promise yourself to look at the sunny side of everything and in your own life, make your optimism come true. Promise yourself to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect in your own life only the best. Promise yourself to be just as enthusiastic about my success as you are about your own, and forget about the mistakes you've made in the past. You've learned from them, and you are pressing on to your greater achievements in the very near future. Promise yourself to wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give so much time to your own self-improvement that you simply do not have time to criticize me. Promise yourself to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and in your life too happy to permit the presence of trouble because you, and yes, I do mean you, are an optimist. Welcome aboard.
It's got to break, and your heart can't find the words. Tossed upon the sand, I give you a man against the world. All the people cheer till the end is near, and the hero
Story, and this is On Top of the World Radio on Purpose.
Jose, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming and rushing. Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Isn't that beautiful? Love that rendition of Your Anthem by Chris Stapleton at the 23 Super Bowl. I don't know what number, like 800th Super Bowl, whatever it is. Mr. David Webb is your engineer and producer all the way back up at the mothership high atop Diamond Ridge, courtesy of Horizon Wireless. Horizon Wireless. That's right. If you want the best connectivity on the Southern Peninsula, you'll do what we did and call 907-226-3130, 907-226-3130. Horizon Wireless, I love the organization. I love their crew on the ground, the backroom service, all of it. It's wonderful. Horizon Wireless, trust me, make the call. You're going to love the experience with Horizon Wireless. Got an Alaskan Mindbender coming up. You have an opportunity to win a gift card for AJ's Old Town Steakhouse. Got a couple of short stories to share today, a lot of humor, some sorrow. It's a mix of on top of the world. It's what life is, isn't it? Sometimes you have anxiety in life. It seems that anxiety is becoming or has burgeoned into a massive business and a huge problem in America. A bit of a first world problem in many ways. I mean, we have so much time to think. We can think ourselves into scarcity. We can think ourselves into what if comparison, social media influencers. There's a real danger for especially young people. A means to fame, the internet, a means to fame for everyone, the ubiquity, the democratization of fame. And yet there's no guarantee and really not much chance of a realization. The chances aren't much better than they've always been, but the appearance thereof and that ability and yet unrealization, the unrealized potential, can be daunting and create massive anxiety. A study at Georgetown University recently compared actual chemical intervention in curing and remedying anxiety with mindfulness, a mindfulness practice. The results are outstanding. In treating anxiety, equal outcomes, equal benefits of either chemical intervention or a mindfulness solution. Breath work, mindfulness, meditation. Guided, but still, it's not as though if somebody said to you, if you said to somebody, look, I've got some anxiety going on right now. I don't know how to deal with it. Dude, just breathe. Breathe your way through it isn't the answer. The answer is, though, to maybe turn to a practice that doesn't involve necessarily a pharmacological treatment. Sometimes it's necessary. In 2021, the spring of 2021, I was going through something that I couldn't explain. I didn't tell you. I didn't come here and share it with you because I didn't have an answer. And I abide by the Optimist Creed. Speak of health. Speak of opportunity. And so I didn't come here and tell you, by the way, I'm going out of my own skin. And I can't tell you why or what's happening. But it went on for months. And I could bring it together. I performed my job. Most people outside of my wife didn't have a clue about what I was going through privately and at night. And we're talking about jumping onto the treadmill at 2:00 in the morning because I felt like I was going to go out of my mind if I didn't. And finally, I did go seek a doctor. And I already have some mindfulness work in my life, prayer and meditation and a deep abiding faith. And all of the things that I brought to bear weren't touching this inextricable, unexplainable, for no reason out of nowhere, bout of anxiety that was real and palpable. No matter what somebody might have tried to say, the words fell on deaf ears. It made no difference to me. In that moment, and I went to see a doctor. And the doctor prescribed something very mild. It wasn't it wasn't severe. It was a very mild, like, look, let's start here and see what happens. This could work for you. And I did that for about 3 weeks, I believe, if memory serves. I did it for about 3 weeks and said, no, I'm done with that. And I'm going to move forward with some other practice. And like a light switch, I have no idea why or where the solution or the fix came from. Partly maybe from the prescription. I don't know. I can't tell you. But I do know that it was real. And I make not light of anxiety in America when I say it's a huge problem, first world problem. But I do find a lot of hope in these kinds of studies that literally the first time in history where these two practices have been studied side by side and found equal results, I'm definitely encouraging you, if you've got any anxiety, do not hesitate to get whatever treatment you think is necessary now, but incorporate, please, meditation, prayer, mindfulness, and breath work. You're worth it. You deserve a chance at happiness.
I'm not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised.
We're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Stick around, there's much more to come. Listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. I'm Chris Story, along with Mr. David Webb, the Eagle. He's back up at the mothership. I'm down here at the corner of West Hill and the Sterling Highway, the home of Story Real Estate, Story Productions, and Story Properties, the nerve center of all things possible and prosperous. Thanks for being here today. It's time for Alaskan Mindbender, presented by AJ's Old Town Steakhouse and Old Town Homer, Alaska. You deserve a night out on the town. You might as well make it AJ's Old Town Steakhouse. No matter where you are listening, you can get to AJ's probably by 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. Whatever seating you prefer, go online and arrange it now at ajsteakhouse.com, ajsteakhouse.com, or call 907-235-9949, 235-9949. Make a reservation today. Here's your question. I want to send you with a gift card. The question is, which state, out of all 50, which state boasts four, not one, not two, not three, but four of the largest cities in America? Not talking about population, I'm talking about square miles. What state boasts the four largest cities in America? Is it A, Alaska, B, Floridia, or C, California? Alaska, Florida, or California, which state boasts the four largest cities in America? Answer right now at 907-299-7653. Text, please, your name and answer, 299-7653. It's time for your word, presented by TBC Radio. You can get a hold of Josiah if you want to get the word out about your business right here on the radio at 803-9424, 803-9424, or go online, tbcradio.net. Nope, scratch that, it's .com, tbcradio.com. I have one friend in particular when I say that. Business. Get the word out about your business right here on the radio. She said to me one day, "You're the only person." Well, she didn't say it like that, but I'm going to allude that this was the tone. "You're the only person that I've ever heard use that word." I said, "Well, you're hanging out in the wrong neighborhoods then, girl. You gotta hang out with the cool people. We say business. We get business done right here. TBC Radio, 803-94. What do you mean TBC's gone? I'm just kidding. They're here with us. 803-9424. Okay, the word is a fabulous word, by the way. It's one that I'm not sure I've ever seen written, let alone said to me or heard. It's a brand new word to me. It's of a French origin, 17th century. Bijou. B-I-J-O-U. Bijou. Means especially of a residence or a business establishment, small and elegant. Small and elegant. Isn't that wonderful? Bijou. B-I-J-O-U. I'll use it in a sentence off the top of my head, just out of nowhere. The cottage by the sea had a bijou quality that reminded Jacob, of his time in Cape Coral. Bijou.
New life decides to come through the front door and make a swish. We'd shown respect before. Though I don't have much of a choice, I resolve to regain my voice. And oh, if I only just begin, understand it, that's because every time I start to change my mind again, gets me back to where I was.
Frank won't talk. And no one really knew why. He'd worked his entire life at the same job. He'd never complained. Frank's bride of 34 years lost a long battle with a rare illness. Frank never missed a day of work. He never publicly grieved. Frank carried on. He moved through his days the same way he always had. Frank carried on for years after Ruth was gone. Frank finally retired. He called it quits after a lifetime of contribution. His days were spent at a local park watching the birds. Then, when no one was looking, Frank stopped talking. He simply didn't say another word. And no one could remember the last thing they'd heard Frank say. What had he said? It didn't matter. Frank simply didn't talk anymore. Had he lost his voice? Don't know. Had he lost his will to live? Well, he'd carry on for years. Silent years followed. Then one day, Frank's heart simply gave out, gave up, quit. He was alone when he fell to the floor. Did Frank say a final word? Did Frank call out to God? Did he call for Ruth? Did he call out for a neighbor? Frank just stopped talking. And no one still to this day knows why. Or does it even matter?
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. Our Alaskan Mindbender's ongoing. Many people are... Actually, let me take a look. Because last I looked at the textual device, there wasn't a single winning answer. Still is not. Not one right answer out of what looks like 30 or 40 I just scanned there. It's not too late for you to enter to win. No matter whether you're right or wrong, you have entered to win. But simply stated, our AJ's Old Town Steakhouse Mindbender is this. Which state boasts the four largest cities in America? Not by population, but square miles. Which state boasts the four largest cities in America? Is it Alaska, Florida, or California? Text your name and answer at 299-7653. You know, grief is a heavy burden. And it can consume you. And if you know somebody or you yourself are going through grief, take heart and have faith. The power of faith can guide you and be a strength and help navigate these dark times, the storms that you're going through. You're not alone. You know you're not alone. People can say things, words, and mean them. But it's not the words that make the difference. The guiding light that helps you mend your shattered heart and heal a wounded soul is faith. Reminding yourself that you're not alone with your pain. You're not alone with your loss. You're not alone with illness. Whatever has etched itself on your heart, through faith, you can find the courage to face grief head on and embrace healing, even though, and you know this, you know it's a journey, but ultimately, you will find peace and you will find renewal.
Thank you for giving us the morning. Thank you for giving.
Listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. Thank you for being here. When I opened the program, I said this is the favorite part of my day, and I indicated that reading the Optimist Creed is a favorite part of my day, but the truth of it is being here with you makes all the difference. No matter what I'm going through, and I mentioned earlier that I'd been going through some anxiety back in 2021, and when I said I kept it private, it wasn't that, oh, I didn't want you to know, per se. It was more about, well, is that the, you know, when you don't know, when you're lost and you feel like you're underwater, it's hard to talk about, even with people you're close to. And I feel like I'm close to you, but there's some things that you can't really put words around. And I think that's the message of today's program, is that no matter what you're going through, if you can't put words around it right now, find a practice, find either someone that can listen to you, if nothing else, or a way to put your faith into practice, put your mindfulness and breath work into a real way of being to get you through whatever you're going through. Humor is a big part of it. Do you know why barbers are some of the best drivers in the world? You know, why are barbers some of the best drivers in the world? They know all the shortcuts. Hello. And you know the best shortcut of all. That's Shortcuts by Ashley Story, 907-299-7223. Make your appointment today. Feel like $1 million. You deserve it. You deserve to look your best. And when you walk out of Ashley's Shortcut Salon. You feel on top of the world. 299-7223. Text her and make an appointment today. Stick around. We've got a lot more to come, including the answer that will blow your mind to our mind bender when we return to the top of the world. Be right back. Seth Godin is one of my favorite authors. He's got a new book out called Song of Significance. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. I'm Chris Story. You can find me online, ilovehomeralaska.com. ilovehomeralaska.com. But yeah, the book Song of Significance, I just got it. Let me reach over here and grab this. I don't know. Do you really care if I'm holding the book while I talk about it? But I get to do that. It's a little book in hardcover. It's wonderful. On the back of the book, it says, the purpose of a beehive isn't to make honey. Honey is a byproduct of a healthy hive. Song of Significance. And it's a touching little book. I'm not 100% through it yet. Just got it yesterday. It's about a life of meaning. What makes meaning in your life? What makes meaning at work? A job? A career? What you do? I mean, what is meaning? What really matters? I think I go back to some of the earlier teachings that I've learned in life, in my own journey, is that this is the one thing you and every other human being on earth has in common, is the desire to matter, to feel a sense of significance in what you're doing. And one of my mentors and a coach that I've hired for the last coming up on 17 years in radio, her name is Valerie Geller, and she has a phrase that she reminds me every time we get together, and she says, make it matter. Whatever it is, if you make it matter, it matters. You have that control in your life. Maybe what you're doing for a paycheck isn't something that you dreamt of as a little girl or a little boy. Maybe not. But making what you do matter makes a difference, and you cannot help but feel significance in so doing. So I'll share more from Seth's book as I go through it, but it just reminded me, if you're craving something like significance, maybe pick the book up. It's called The Song of Significance, Seth Godin. Little tiny books he writes. They're very short, quick little reads. They're wonderful. So with that, I would just say this. I see you. You matter. You were born on purpose and with a purpose. And I believe that. Do you?
I am color blind. Coffee black and egg white.
Take a moment and thank VBS Heating. Keeping Alaska warm for more than 20 years. Online, vbsheating.com. On planet Earth at the corner of Pioneer Avenue and Bartlett Street in Homer. vbsheating.com. Father's Day just around the corner. The Green Egg Grill, the last grill he'll ever need. You can cook a pizza, a burger, a steak, anything in a Green Egg. Green Eggs couldn't cook ham, I'm pretty sure. Just in time to think about winter as well. You know, winter is coming. Might as well be thinking about it. Is your wood stove ready for winter? Do you have a wood stove? Do you need a wood stove, a pellet stove, Toyo stove? Sales, service, all of it at vbsheating.com.
No one gets to come in.
I'll repeat the mind bender one more time. We finally are starting to get some correct answers. I don't care You understand that. You can enter the mind bender and be wrong and still win. It's a random selection. It's just fun to enter no matter what you say. So don't worry about being wrong. We have enough to worry about in life, right? This should be the one free place where you just throw your name in the hat, into the hat, and don't worry about whether you're right or wrong. But the question is, which state boasts the four largest cities in America? Not population-wise, but square mile-wise. Is that state Alaska, Florida, California? 907-299-7653. The Lily in the Wind. In the heart of a bustling city, amidst chaos and noise, there lived a woman named Lily. She possessed a rare talent, the ability to paint emotions onto canvas. Her art captured the depths of human joy and sorrow. Each stroke was a reflection of her soul, but Lily kept her gift hidden, locked away in the confines of her small apartment. One day, a chance encounter changed everything. Lily stumbled upon a local art exhibition where a charity event was being held. She couldn't help but being drawn into the cause, to use art to bring hope to those in need. With a newfound purpose and a burning desire within, Lily decided to step out of the shadow. Lily opened her apartment as a gallery, inviting strangers from all walks of life to experience her art. Each painting evoked powerful emotions, speaking to the depths of human experience. Visitors were moved to tears, laughter, and contemplation. Lily's gift touched their very souls. As word spread, Lily's gallery became a sanctuary of healing, a place where people found solace and connection. Her purpose became very clear: to share her gift, to inspire and uplift other people. With every painting sold, she donated the proceeds to support charities, providing aid and hope to those in need. See, Lily discovered that the meaning of life was not simply to possess a gift, but to share it with the world. In giving away her talent, her purpose, fulfillment, and a profound sense of joy, that was her meaning. That was her life. As her artwork adorned the walls, Lily knew that she was making a difference, one brush stroke at a time.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world of greed, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Oh, let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be. Oh, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Suddenly Stoic? Seems like suddenly stoicism is everywhere. Well, stoicism isn't new. It's certainly not new. It's an ancient Greek philosophy. But what do the stoics really say? What do the stoics have to say for today's life? So it just kind of broke down based on what I've read and what I've studied, what I think are the most important things, or maybe just a summary of stoicism, if we were to put it into a nutshell. Essentially, Stoics are The Stoic philosophy would emphasize that you should focus on what you and you alone can control and accept what's beyond your control, and aim to cultivate what they refer to as inner tranquility and peace of mind. Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? I mean, what a wonderful aim, what a wonderful objective. Also, believed in nature, practicing virtue, emphasizing the importance of developing wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance in all aspects of life, moderation, if you will. Also, the Stoics taught about detaching yourself from outcomes, not getting married to the circumstance, but what you can do about it. Sound familiar? We talk about that here on Top of the World all the time. I guess we're Stoics, aren't we? Stoics also promoted the idea and the acceptance of hardship and challenges as an opportunity for personal growth. People talk about self-help as being something new. It's nothing new. It's thousands of years old. Stoics also encourage individuals to embrace difficulties as a means of strengthening your own personal character. They didn't go looking for or promoting hardships, but when they came along, realized this is an opportunity to become better as a result of the challenge. Stoics also emphasize the importance of self-reflection, mindfulness, something that's very vogue at the moment, very in trend or on trend, cultivation of self-discipline, and essentially finding meaning in virtue. Finding meaning in virtue. Isn't that what it's all about? Funny, I mentioned Seth Godin's new book, Song of Significance. It just came out. In November last year, he had a book come out. No, in November 21. Well, the same time I published The Backyard Millionaire, he published a book called The Practice. Then I just published a book called The Watchman, now available, and Song of Significance is coming out. I think Seth and I are on the same wavelength, although my book is not for everybody. Don't buy The Watchman. Trust me, do not buy it. I'm Chris Story, along with Mr. David Webb. We'll return with your Alaskan Mind Bender answer here on Top of the World.
You got a friend in me. Yes, you got a friend in me.
You are listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. George Washington, you know, he did a lot for humanity, did a lot for the country, but he also spoke from his heart, and he spoke some deep words, not a lot, but a lot of deep meaning in the small amount of words. And just here's a few phrases from George Washington that are just powerfully wise. He said, happiness and moral duty are inseparably connected. Happiness and moral duty are inseparably connected. George Washington also said, it is better to offer no excuse than a bad one. And the harder the conflict, the greater the triumph. And who would know more than George Washington? Almost Stoic, if you will. If you go back to what we're talking about, Stoicism, maybe George Washington was a Stoic. What if you're a pessimist? Can you still live a worthwhile life? I say that tongue-in-cheek. Come on. But seriously, if you're a pessimist, is it written in stone? Is the die cast? Is it too late for you? I don't know how old you are, but maybe if you are an old pessimist, is it too late? No, it's not. If you're a young pessimist, listen up, an old pessimist, no matter what the pessimist bracket you are in, life scale-wise, listen up, because Martin Seligman has the solution. He coined the phrase learned optimism, because the truth of it is, I don't think anybody's really born an optimist. It's a practice. It's something that requires effort. So learned optimism, basically at its core, is a psychological concept that suggests individuals, you, can develop a positive outlook by changing your explanatory style of interpreting life events. So going back to circumstance, how you explain the circumstance is going to determine your attitude and your level of optimism. So if you just say there's nothing I can do about it and throw your hands up, you're leaning towards the scale of the pessimism, but you can do something with your attitude. It's not too late to learn how to change your explanatory style of interpreting events in your life. Even though you can't necessarily control them, it's what you do with them, do about them, and how you look at it. It's not permanent. You know, learned optimism basically says that failure is temporary and very specific. It's not general and pervasive, and it's not permanent. The failure might be going through is not permanent. That's to the core of your explanatory style of events in your life. Now, people who practice learned optimism tend to view challenges as opportunities for growth and approach them with resilience and determination. Learned optimism, when you face a challenge, if you approach it with resilience and determination, you're moving towards optimism, even if you've heretofore been a dyed-in-the-wool pessimist. And basically, cultivate a belief that you can overcome an obstacle and that your well-being and greater achievements are in your very near future, and you will become an optimist. You can do that right now.
We're good, streaky! Yeah!
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp.
Our Alaskan Mindbender was presented by AJ's Old Town Steakhouse in Old Town Homer, Alaska. Best cuts of steak cooked in Alaska at AJ's Old Town Steakhouse. The question was, which state boasts the four largest cities in America, not by population, but by area? Was it Florida, California, or Alaska we were looking for? In fact, it was the great state of Alaska. That's right. Courtesy of Chris up north. Chris sent this to me. Said, Chris, this might make an Alaskan Mindbender question for you. And Chris, you were correct. So here are the top 10 largest cities in the United States based on land area or square miles, not population. Number one is Sitka, Alaska, 2,800 square miles. Juneau, Alaska, 2,700 square miles. Wrangell, Alaska, 2,500 square miles. And a little tiny town called Anchorage, Alaska, 1,700 square miles. Now, to round out the top 10, Jacksonville, Florida is the fifth largest city in America by volume or by area at 747 square miles. Tiny compared to even Anchorage, right? Jacksonville, Florida. Anaconda, Montana, 736 square miles. Butte, Silver Bow, Montana. Nobody's ever heard of that. 716 square miles. Oklahoma City, 620. Houston, Texas, 599. Phoenix, Arizona, 517 square miles. How about that? So yeah, that's right. Alaska boasts the top four largest cities in America by area. Sitka, Juneau, Wrangell, and Anchorage, Alaska. There you have it. Our winners today are Claire O. and Jennifer. Claire O. and Jennifer, thank you so much, all of you, for entering to win. I'll have your gift cards here for you at Story Real Estate. Come by and pick them up later today. I want to take a minute to thank AC/DC Electrical. Have you seen the new line of incinerator toilets at AC/DC? They're called Cinderella toilets. Isn't that Cinderella or is it Cinderella? Anyway, it's a really clever little name and a wonderful toilet. If you've got somewhere, no septic system, maybe you've got a cabin, a remote property, this is the solution. Or you simply don't want to put $30,000 or $15,000 into a septic system. You can get one of these incinerator toilets. They look clean and they're fresh as daisies. No smell, no fuss, no muss. Plus, AC/DC Electrical's got batteries for boats, trucks, and more, solar panels, camping, off-grid, living, generators, home security, and so much more. See, AC/DC Electrical's fast becoming Homer's go-to stop. They're in the old Wildberry building across from the college on Pioneer, or you can call AC/DC Electrical 435-0517, 435-0517 for AC/DC Electrical. Where in the world is the wealth? You know the answer. The wealth's in the real estate. Top five wealthiest real estate investors in America are as follows. Jeff Bezos, surprise. Oh, but I thought he made his money in retail and shipping. Oh, yeah. Where's he going to put it? You know where he made it? He made it in spell check. You know where he made his fortune? In Amazon. He's putting it to keep and for keeps in real estate, says something. Donald Bren, he's the second wealthiest real estate developer and owner. Irvine Company is what he's got in Southern California. Then there's Stephen Ross, the founder and chairman of Related Companies, one of the largest real estate firms in the United States. High-profile buildings, including Hudson Yards in New York City. Then there's a guy called Sam Zell. He's a renowned real estate investor and chairman of the Equity Group Investments. He's got diverse portfolio, everything from residential, commercial, shopping centers. And then Richard LaFranc, the chairman of the CEO of LaFranc Organization. Who else could be, right? I mean, it's a logical conclusion. The LaFranc Organization, I mean, you have to go to work there if your last name is LaFranc. He's based out of New York City. Again, residential, commercial, and retail properties. So just a small reminder, tune in on Thursday for the Backyard Millionaire, how to create wealth where you are with what you've got. You may not want to create billionaire, 100 millionaire status, but you can easily achieve Backyard Millionaire status where you are with what you've got. We'll be talking about the tools and tactics and a great interview on Thursday this coming week with Robert G. Allen, the OG of real estate investment. You cannot afford to miss this coming episode of the Backyard Millionaire. If you do miss it, or you hear it, or you've heard any of our episodes and you want to learn or hear more, share it with a friend, go online to our website, ilovehomeralaska.com/podcasts. Well, here we are halfway through 2023 or thereabouts. So let's talk about goals. How are you coming on your goals? Did you set some goals for the year? Zig Ziglar had a very clear-eyed methodology for goal setting. He's basically, you could summarize Zig's philosophy as setting clear goals, very specific. They better be written down. Break your goals into small, actionable steps. Set a deadline. So you may not have reached that deadline yet, but we're halfway through the year. That's why we're talking about it. And then stay motivated and persistent. If you've written down your goals and you're looking at them every single day and you're creating a sense of anticipation, you're using visualization, and your goals were clear to begin with, very specific and actionable, you should never set a goal whereby you do not have at least one or two things you could go do right now, take action on, even if it's sending an email, beginning a project, writing the first line of the book you're going to write or you're supposed to write and you know it, whatever it is, or making a phone call, sending a text message, setting up your calendar, something. We're halfway through the year, but this isn't time to be afraid. This isn't the time to be down on yourself. This is a time to just take stock and say, where am I at? Do I want to pivot? It's okay. These are your goals. The expectations are on you, set by you, for you. Nobody else can decide, direct, or determine how or where you're supposed to go. So you set your own goals and then look at them from time to time. We're halfway through the year. Let's not let another quarter go by that you and I don't come back and check temperature again and see where we at, where are we going, where are we off course, where do we want to redirect, correct, and pivot towards something new, or just stay the course. Hey, before we go, I want to just say thank you for your understanding. Last week, Tiffany and I lost our beloved little Cooper, the world's greatest dog, King Charles Cavalier Spaniel. And I thank you for understanding my absence on Thursday and all the well wishes from you. It means the world to me and to Tiffany both. So with that, I would just say this show is dedicated to our little best friend, Cooper. I'm wishing you well as well. And no matter what you're going through, know that you are loved.
spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh,